Blackstone Audio presents Find Your Miracle, How the Miracles of Jesus Can Change Your Life Today by Carrie and Chris Shook. This book is read by Carrie and Chris Shook.
We dedicate this book to our amazing children and grandchildren, Stephen, Jordan, Megan, Josh, Kelly, Ryan, Sarah, Ben, and Joanna, for all your encouragement. You are true miracles of God. A note to the reader. Even though we are two different people with different personalities and perspectives, we always write our books in first person. We find this avoids the cumbersome task of constantly inserting Carrie or Chris before each paragraph, section, or chapter. More important, however, as husband and wife, we believe we are one person in spirit, and we want to communicate our heartfelt message to you as one voice from one heart. We have found that God uses us more effectively when we communicate as a husband and wife team. Jesus, the source of miracles. Don't seek miracles, follow Jesus. And if you follow Jesus long enough and far enough, you'll eventually find yourself in the middle of some miracles. Mark Batterson. Jesus' miracles are not just a challenge to our minds, but a promise to our hearts that the world we all want is coming. Timothy Keller. Chapter 1. The Miracle You Need Most. I never have any difficulty believing in miracles since I experienced the miracle of a change in my own heart. Augustine. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. Mark 10:51. I believe in miracles. I believe in the miracles of the Bible, the miracles of Jesus, and yes, I believe that miracles happen today. I believe miracles are not just natural occurrences that seem amazing, yet have scientific explanations. I believe miracles are, in fact, instances of God entering into His creation, the natural order, to do supernatural things. And I believe that God's transformation of a human heart, His hand reaching into a person's daily existence and turning a life around, is the greatest miracle anyone can experience. It's a supernatural act called redemption. So yes, I believe in miracles. But I realize many disagree with me. They say, how can you possibly believe in miracles in our modern scientific age? Well, these modern times reflect some interesting and surprising things about people's attitudes toward miracles. Today, a startling number of people who label themselves Christians don't believe in supernatural miracles, while many so-called secular people do. Today, a new generation of atheists tries to debunk the reality of miracles, even as science seems to uncover phenomena that point to a power beyond. Today, many people consider a belief in miracles embarrassing, even as those same people deeply long for them. We seem to have an attraction to the possibility of miracles. At the same time, we're skeptical about them. Some pastors, theologians, and churches explain away the miracles of the Bible and dismiss the reality of miracles today. One New Testament professor wrote, despite the prominence of miracles in the gospel traditions, I don't think historians can show that any of them, including the resurrection, ever happened. A former bishop in the Episcopal Church has written that the miracles in the Bible cannot be interpreted as supernatural events. A contemporary theologian said, because I do not accept this way of thinking about the world and God's relation to the world, I avoid the term miracles. These voices are a part of the church that claims the name Christian, yet tries to rewrite Christianity to exclude the supernatural and deny the existence of miracles, both in biblical times and now. They say what the Bible calls miracles were merely events that amazed people because they were ignorant of the rules of nature and the principles of science. These people preach a different gospel, which isn't the gospel at all. This part of the church is literally dying.